He has a big crowd around him, some he is trying to lift up to higher things, others he is trying to wake up, so he tells me. They are not sleeping, are they?
Doctor, yes, mentally. The Bible says, blessed is he that hath part in the first resurrection, on such the second death has no power.
S.P. What does that mean?
Doctor, it means that for those who have a spiritual understanding while in the body there is no death.
S.P.
Of course there is.
Doctor, no one ever dies. The spirit, or mind, is not the body. S.P.
It is not?
Doctor, you are dead to the world and your own relatives, and evidently have been so for many years, but we know that you yourself are not really dead.
S.P.
I have been walking about a great deal, and I have traveled extensively, but I have felt very strange. Whenever I wanted to go anywhere, all I had to do was to think, and it seemed that I did not need a train or anything, but I was there. At times I felt I must be in America, because I always heard they run their trains much faster than in England.
Doctor, you are in Los Angeles, California.
S.P.
California.
How did I get here?
The old gentleman is talking to a big crowd. He says he has to bring them here to get them to understand, and to have them open their spiritual eyes to see.
Doctor, you are having yours open now.
S.P.
Why should I come here and speak?
Why do the rest not speak?
The lecturer says he could take me quicker than any of the others. Still I do not look different than they. He says he could take me more quickly to control a psychic.
Doctor, he is right.
S.P.
What does he mean by that?
He said it was necessary to bring this crowd here. He met most of them in England when he was lecturing there many years ago. He says some will listen to his lecture, but many he cannot reach, nor even waken, so he brought them here. He says he did not bring me here to waken me, but I had come with others in that room over there. There are so many there. Some are crippled and some cannot speak at all. It seems as if he speaks and lifts them up, and then they waken. He has a wonderful power for healing.
Doctor, they are lifted up by his thought. He makes them understand that their crippled bodies are in the grave.
S.P.
Now he says that I must thank you for the privilege of meeting you and of talking with you. I do not see why I should do that.
He says also that I shall have to put all my pride aside.
Yes, but the rest are the same as I.
Doctor, you might see Queen Victoria or King Edward in the crowd, and I am told that you will find them very common now.
S.P.
Of Queen Victoria they always said she talked to spirits, and everybody thought she was a little crazy on the subject.
Doctor, she was open-minded.
S.P.
She had spirit communications very often.
Doctor, she is not a queen any longer.
S.P.
Some said she had a medium with her a great deal to ask what things to do and what not to do.
His name was Brown, I believe.
Doctor, yes, John Brown.
S.P.
She said she always had to ask her husband about things.
Doctor, what more does Dr. Peebles say?
S.P.
He says I had better say goodnight to you all, and he also says that he will take all the crowd away with him, and that he will show them the spirit world and try to help them.
That is his work.
Doctor, he passed out about 6 months ago. Now he is active on the other side.
S.P.
I think I am growing weak, I feel strange.
Doctor, you are losing control. This body is not yours, it is my wife's.
S.P.
What do you mean?
Doctor, she is a psychic through whom you are talking. You are experiencing only a temporary sensation.
S.P.
There is my mother.
Spirit, I have not seen her for many years.
Doctor, how does she look?
See chap.
4, page 83.
Spirit, Lillian R.
S.P.
She looks very young.
Doctor, ask her if she has understanding.
S.P.
She says, yes, she was very much interested in Dr. Peebles lectures, and also she used to go and listen to Mrs. Britton.
Doctor, she was a wonderful woman, she is now showing object lessons in spirit life.
S.P.
Mother says she used to go and hear her quite often,
and also some man who lectured. Doctor was his name, Mr. Wallace?
S.P.
Yes. He was quite a young man at that time. Doctor, he has also passed on. They all pass along to the better land.
S.P.
With transfigured face, gazing raptly upon some vision, look at that open door. It is so beautifully engraved. It has engraved on it, the door of life. Understanding of life. Understanding of God in the true sense. The door is opening, very slowly, and we look in. What a beautiful hall. The altar in the front is so beautiful, so beautiful. On the altar, in the center, is a beautiful statue which represents wisdom. There is a statue of truth, one of love, one of understanding, one of honesty, one of life and one of modesty. Wisdom is the center statue. There are seven statues in all, each holding a light, each one of the seven colors. Three on each side of wisdom, each with a light, all blending into wisdom, the beautiful white light. Wisdom, truth, honesty, love, life, understanding, modesty. From these colors come the seven musical notes. Each note corresponds to a color, and then goes toward the center and lends into wisdom. The real truth of life and an understanding of God is learned. Doctor, the Bible says, God is love, and God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
S.P.
That is beautiful. See those colors blend. They go on and on, blending in all ways, into all forms, into all kinds of shapes, into stars and flowers, and then they become music. Now they form into leaves, buds and flowers, music taking form and color. The music itself, I never heard such beautiful music. Is that heaven? Doctor, you may call it heaven, or the spirit world. Heaven is a condition of mind. The Bible says, ye are the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. God is love and wisdom.
S.P.
They say to me, this is the gateway to the higher life. You have had a glimpse of it. But you cannot be there. Why cannot I go there? Doctor, you are carrying a load of which you must rid yourself, your pride and your ignorance of spiritual laws.
S.P.
There is one who says, we have to learn our lessons, to be humble, to be charitable, to serve. Learn to be honest and sincere, then you can enter that beautiful hall. Take up the cross and follow me. That cross represents the crucifying of self-selfishness, jealousy, envy, bigotry, dogma, creeds, false belief and pride. Take up your cross and follow me. That means that I must crucify self, learn to serve, learn the lesson of life, learn to love others better than myself. Selfishness is the cause of all trouble. Crucify self-conceit. Oh, I have much of it. I have much to crucify. I must take up my cross and learn my lesson down there. Pointing downward. Doctor, Jesus said, except ye become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven.
S.P.
With meek humility, and a beautiful expression of resignation, hands uplifted, take me, I am ready to serve, and also to seek for truth. I will begin here and now to do the will of heaven. Whatever is the will of God, find me the doing it. I must not go to church to find God. I must find him within if I wish the opening of the door to that beautiful hall of understanding, wisdom and glory. Now I have to start at the bottom, at the very bottom, to serve. Is that to be my mission? Is it? Doctor, yes, everyone must serve.
S.P.
Amongst all those crippled and blind people, I am to show them the way. The door was opened for me to have a glimpse of what I am to work for, but it was closed again. And I have to serve. I have never served. It will be very hard, for I have always been waited on. I have never had to dress myself or comb my hair. I never have done it in all my life, never. Now I have to serve, and comb the matted hair of those cripples down there, but I have to do it. Dr. Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
S.P.
Earnestly, it is worth it. To gain that crown of wisdom, it is worth all I must go through with to enter that beautiful hall and listen to the wonders there. I will serve, yes, I honestly will do that and more, for all. God help me in my great struggle. Yes, I promise I will serve and do all within my power. I must go. Chapter 13. Orthodoxy. The science of religion should teach an intelligent realization of the nature of God and the life hereafter, but humanity is still kept in subjection by fear, superstition, dogmas and creeds, and has not yet attained liberation through a full understanding of what becomes of the dead. Passing through the change called death, a great majority remain in entire ignorance of their condition, and are bound for a time to the earth plane by their false doctrines. These cling to their orthodox ideas, often influencing those still in the body, and the mental derangements which frequently follow in the train of revivals are examples of these obsessions, as are the phenomena known as the gift of tongues, and seizure by the power, which accompany many revivals. Religious exhortations readily lead to mental aberrations, since invisible religious fanatics are always present who are unconscious of their transition and, having found no higher life, retain their mortal bigotry, and by their presence add to the insane fervor. These spirits often make themselves audible to excited sensitives, for at such gatherings many are encouraged to listen to the still, small voice, supposedly of God. During religious excitement, the psychic faculty is highly sensitized, giving mischievous spirits, as well as fanatical spirits, the proper opportunity to impress credulous persons with their whisperings. Such entities, for their own deceptive purposes, may pretend to be angels, the Holy Ghost, or the Spirit of God, and the thoughtless victims, elated and unwilling to listen to reason, heed these whisperings, which so frequently lead to obsession and possession, resulting in madness, insanity and other psychoses. The most difficult to enlighten of the earthbound spirits are the religious fanatics. Dominated in earth life by one narrow, fixed idea, opposed to logical analysis and independent thinking, they are found, after passing out of the physical, in a state of self-hypnosis, ceaselessly repeating their empty religious jargon. Nothing exists for them but their dogmatic creed. They are adamantly set in their self-assurance, and it is often many years before they can be brought to a semblance of sanity. Experience. March 28, 1923. Spirit, Sarah M. C. Donald. Psychic, Mrs. Wickland. The spirit who assumed control of the psychic tonight was vigorously singing a religious hymn. Doctor, have you been here before? Spirit, let's sing some more. Doctor, we are going to talk now. SP, I think we'd better sing another song. Doctor, if we did, you might become too enthusiastic. SP, we are in church, and you know you have to sing. Sing. Hallelujah. Tell the story. Doctor, we are going to be sensible. SP, you have to sing. You have to do that. That belongs to church. Let us pray, in Jesus' name, forevermore. Doctor, that would be very tiresome. SP, let us sing and pray to the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ. Doctor, now stop, that is enough. What is your name? SP, let's sing and pray. Doctor, you must be sensible or leave. Tell us who you are and where you came from. SP, what church is this anyhow, where you talk in this way? Doctor, be sensible, otherwise you will have to go. How long have you been dead? You know something happened to you. You have been hovering around the earth, probably for years, and have never gotten anywhere. Be sensible. SP, I am sensible, I'm not crazy. Doctor, you are religiously insane. SP, we all pray to God and the Holy Ghost. Loudly, hallelujah. Doctor, we do not need that shouting. SP, I am doing work in the name of Jesus Christ. Doctor, we have heard such talk before. SP, not from me, you haven't. I am working for the Lord Jesus Christ. Doctor, this is not the place for such talk as that. SP, are you a sinner? Doctor, listen to me. Whoever you are, you have lost your body. SP, what church is this? Doctor, it is no church. SP, I am glad of that, because I thought the church must surely have changed. Let me talk,
in Jesus' name. Doctor, you have been brought here by kind spirits so that you can understand your condition. You are a spirit and probably have been for a long time. You will not listen to anyone who tries to enlighten you.
SP.
Go ahead then, and say what you have to say. Then I can talk, too. Doctor, understand your condition. You are temporarily controlling this body. Some friend brought you here for help. Do you realize that something happened to you?
SP.
Number doctor, you would if you were honest. You know that you are in a strange condition. You are not honest enough to pay any attention to it. Do you know that you are in Los Angeles, California?
SP.
How did I get there? I suppose I sang and prayed as a missionary. A missionary must have taken me away. Doctor, you were brought here because you are an ignorant spirit. What did your mother call you?
SP.
I don't know just now, I can't think. Doctor, you have lost your physical body. Ignorant spirits often lose the memory of their earth lives. You do not even remember your name.
SP.
My name is Sarah, in Jesus' name. Dr. Sarah what?
SP.
McDonald, in Jesus' name. Doctor, you know that all that shouting is useless. Do you not realize that you have been dead for some time?
SP.
Hallelujah. Doctor, you do not even know that you are dead. You are only using this body for a short time. Do you hear me? Do you know what year it is?
SP.
In Jesus' name, I do not care. Doctor, religious fanatics never care.
SP.
I am a Christian woman, in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Doctor, do you know what Jesus said?
SP.
Yes, he said, God forgive them, they do not know any better. I will pray for you. Doctor, we do not need your prayers.
SP.
Glory to God. Doctor, do you know that you are dead?
SP.
That doesn't interest me. Doctor, you are controlling the body of a mortal sensitive.
SP.
Jesus is my friend. Glory. Doctor, we carry on experimental work to learn what becomes of the dead. We always find that the most ignorant, stubborn spirits are the religious fanatics, shouting and singing all the time. Jesus said, know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
SP.
God forgive them, they don't know better. I will pray for you all. Doctor, you need not trouble yourself. You do not understand your condition at all. What you say is nothing but foolish talk. In your heart you know you are a pretender.
SP.
God forgive. Doctor, we do not need your hypocritical prayers.
SP.
I never was in such a place before. I never saw anything like this. Crying, I do not know what will become of me. Doctor, try to understand what I am saying to you. Stop your foolish religious talk. You say Jesus and Lord, and you have no understanding of true religion.
SP.
God help me. God help me. God forgive. Doctor, he does not need to. Listen to what I say.
SP.
Drawling, what more do you want? Doctor, why speak with such affectation? Do you know that you are controlling a body that does not belong to you? Aren't you ashamed of yourself? You know that you are not sincere. Tell us how long you have been dead. You must realize that something has happened to you. Intelligent spirits have brought you here and allowed you to control my wife's body, and we are trying to help you understand your condition, but that does not seem to interest you.
SP.
I don't care. Trying to bite. The spirit would not listen to any line of reasoning and was forced to leave. She was immediately followed by a little child, who came in crying dismally. Experience, March 28, 1923. Spirit, Mary Ann M.C. Donald. Psychic Mrs. Wickland. Doctor, what is your trouble? Don't cry. We are going to help you. Spirit, where is Mama? Doctor, have you lost your mother? We can help you find her. Tell us who you are. What is your name?
SP.
Mary Ann McDonald. Coughing, choking and crying. Doctor, you must not do that. Why do you cry?
SP.
What's the matter with my mama? Doctor, have you lost her?
SP.
She's gone. I don't know where she is now. Doctor, we can help you. What was your mother's name?
SP.
Sarah McDonald. Will you bring mama to me? Doctor, we are going to help you. Where was your home?
SP.
I don't know. I can't remember. All my mama does is to pray and sing, and she says if I do not do the same, I will go straight to the devil. Doctor, you will not go to the devil.
SP.
I cannot pray and sing in my heart like they do. Doctor, you do not have to pray and sing. There is no religion in that. We can help you. Our work is the helping of unfortunate spirits.
SP.
I don't know what to do. Doctor, you have lost your body, just as your mother has lost hers. We could not see your mother and we cannot see you. You are using the body of another for a time. Your mother was here and controlled this body before you came.
SP.
Have I lost her? Doctor, she is being taken care of. She has been taken to a spirit hospital. She is insane on religion and would not listen to what I said.
SP.
She says if she does not pray and sing all the time, God will not forgive her. Doctor, there is no religion in that, only insanity. That is not what Jesus taught.
SP.
Do you see that big fire? Doctor, no, we cannot see it. Where is it?
SP.
The whole house burned all up. My mother was praying and singing. I didn't know what was the matter. I was sleeping and did not know anything about the house burning up. Doctor, don't worry about that, SP. When I woke up, I was all choked. I couldn't breathe. Doctor, that is all past now. What town did you live in?
SP.
I don't know. Just wait a minute while I try to think. I was so scared that my mind can't remember. We prayed and sang all the time, and I am so sick and tired of it that I don't know what to do. We did not get anywhere. We just prayed the same thing over and over again. I do not know what will become of me, because I cannot feel like my mother does at all. Doctor, our work is to help spirits who are in trouble, and you will find happiness when you leave here.
SP.
I will tell you. The minister at the church we go to, he says, if you do not do so and so, and pray every night, and sacrifice everything, you will go to hell. He says we must not eat, but must lay on the floor and torture our bodies for Christ's sake. Doctor, that minister is insane.
SP.
He said we must not eat anything except dry bread with water. He said I had been a sinner, and I must give all the money I make to the Lord, and I must be his slave. I asked him if the Lord was so poor that he needed all my money, and he said that question was from the devil. I worked very hard and mama took all my money away from me for the church. I went out sewing in a shop, but my mama took me to church every night. All I got was a hard crust of bread and some water in Jesus' name. Doctor, how old are you?
SP.
About 16 or 17. Doctor, what kind of a shop did you work in?
SP.
I sewed overalls. Doctor, in Chicago?
SP.
No, but we were in a big town. I can't remember. That minister preached and preached. Doctor, that is all over now.
SP.
Sometimes I asked Mama why we had to sing and pray all the time. It came to my heart that God is love, and we are his children, so why does he let us work so hard and sacrifice our bodies so that we hardly have any strength, then give all our money to him? Is he so poor? Doctor, the Lord has nothing to do with any of that. Only ignorant, insane persons say such things.
SP.
He is a minister. Doctor, what church did you belong to?
SP.
The minister said if we did not do as he told us to, we would go to hell. He talks and talks, and we have to listen to him. I don't know why, but I haven't sewed since I was in that fire. It seems like a fire and an earthquake. I felt so bad because I choked and coughed. My mama and I have not had any house to sleep in. The minister told us we could sleep most anywhere, but if we worked and gave all our money to the Lord, we would be all right. Sometimes I wanted a new dress awful bad. I didn't earn so very much money, but if I could have kept it I could have got a new dress sometime. Mama took it all. She said, Mary Ann, you must sacrifice for the Lord. Sometimes I said, I may go to hell for it, but I think it would be better to go to hell than to hear about the Lord all the time. I don't know if it would be better, but I thought it would be. Doctor, all that fanaticism is wrong, every bit of it. God is spirit, and God is love. God has nothing to do with such fanatical talk. He does not need anyone's money.
S.P.
Then why do they give it to him? Doctor, God doesn't get it, the ministers do. God doesn't need it.
S.P.
Doesn't God need our money? Doctor, no. God is spirit. Spirit is invisible. I am talking to you and you are talking to me, but you are invisible to us. We cannot see you. Mind is invisible. You see my body, but not my mind. God is invisible and he is not in a certain place as we are. He is the soul of all things.
S.P.
But the minister says he sits on a throne with Jesus on his right hand. Why did he tell us that if it is not true? Doctor, because the truth is not in him. He is not honest.
S.P.
But Jesus died for our sins. Doctor, no, he did not.
S.P.
He said, take up my cross and follow me, and go to church every day. Doctor, Jesus never mentioned going to church. His teachings were about the higher life.
S.P.
Heaven? Doctor, not as you understand it. Heaven is a happy mental condition. If you could have had a new dress, as you wished, you would have been happy, wouldn't you?
S.P.
Yes, I should like to have a new dress. I don't care so very much for fancy things. Once in a while I wanted a nice new dress, and not what the minister told us we should have. But we had to give our money to the Lord. Doctor, no, you didn't. You gave it to the minister.
S.P.
He gave us some old dresses that had been given to the church, and my mama said we must sacrifice. When I kicked, mama said, you will go to hell if you don't do what the Lord says you should do. Doctor, there is no such place as hell.
S.P.
No hell? Doctor, of course not.
S.P.
Isn't hell a burning fire? I have seen it burning, and I see it yet. Doctor, possibly your mother, in her religious insanity, set fire to the house.
S.P.
No, I don't think so. It seems like there was an earthquake, and then after that there was the fire. Doctor, who is president?
S.P.
I don't know. I'll tell you, I didn't have so very much school. I went to work when I was 9 years old. Doctor, did you have a father?
S.P.
I did not know my father. Doctor, your schooling does not make any difference. You have lost your physical body and down our spirit.
S.P.
I lost my physical body, but I have a body. Doctor, this is not your body, it belongs to my wife.
S.P.
Where did I get these clothes from? Doctor, they belong to my wife.
S.P.
But I should like to have my own clothes. Doctor, you will have your own soon.
S.P.
I do not like to take them from your wife. I am sorry, but I must not wear them. Doctor, look at your shoes.
S.P.
I must be in heaven. Doctor, you feel better, do you not, than when you were praying all the time?
S.P.
I feel strong. Did I get something to eat, because I feel so strong? Doctor, you are controlling a healthy body. This is my wife's body.
S.P.
I don't like to have your wife's body. Doctor, you will only stay here for a short time.
S.P.
Then where will I go? I won't have to go back to that minister, and hear all those crazy people sing all the time, will I? When the minister talked about hell and damnation, I saw a big fire, and I saw the devil with his pitchfork, and he pushed people in. Doctor, when that minister was preaching, he was thinking of hellfire, and made a picture which the rest of you saw, and it appeared like a reality. But it was only a phantasm which he created.
S.P.
He scared us with it. Doctor, as he talked it would appear to you as a reality.
SP. But it looked like real. I suppose they have those things in hell, but I want to go to heaven. Doctor, your mother and the minister are spirits, but ignorant of the fact.